Hey, are you okay? I saw those jerks ganging up on you. Jeez, your cheek is swelling up already. And your lip is bleeding. Can you get up? All right, here. Grab my arm. I'm taking you to the nurse's office. What? Why not? Just come on, Snowflake. Yeah, of course she's gonna ask questions. You look like an angry aubergine. You don't want people to know, huh? God, these guys. I hate them. Stupid jocks who think they can pick on whoever they want just because they're bigger and stronger. Well, you're not exactly very tall. Easy prey. What happened anyway? Fine. If you won't speak, just hold on to my arm and follow me. No buts. I'm not letting you go home like this. You've got blood dripping from your elbow as well. It's nasty. How's your leg? It beat you up pretty bad, huh? Don't worry. I've got you. What's she doing in there? Probably scrolling on TikTok. Oh wait, what's that? Maternity leave? Seriously, that's dated from 2 weeks ago and they still haven't replaced her. This school sucks. No, you're not going home like this. Just hang on a minute. We should be able to get in. I'll grab some stuff from my rucksack. They should do the trick. Oh, this? It's not that hard. Been doing it forever. Hairpins come in pretty handy when your mum accidentally locks you out of the van. Maybe I'll teach you someday. But first, let's clean you up. You look like you've just come out of The Last of Us or something. Here we go. Don't worry, no one's around in this building at this time of day, apart from, well, supposedly, the school nurse. Can you walk? Okay, grab my hand. Just sit on that bed. Wow. These posters are gloomy. Abstinence is your best friend. Seriously? What is this? The 50s? Alright, let me look in these cupboards. There we go. First aid kit. Doesn't even look like it's been opened. Do I know what I'm doing? Dude, I have 2 siblings and a dysfunctional mum. I know how to disinfect a wound. Hold still. I won't be able to wipe the blood off your lip if you keep squirming like a hungry toddler. It's okay. Sorry. I know it stings. But you don't want it to get infected, do you? Open your mouth a little. Good. Yes, it's disgusting. You're not supposed to lick your lips. Stop doing that. I'm not done yet. No. You've actually got pretty nice lips, you know? You've got that little dent in the middle of your lower lip. Cute. down your head a bit. You might have a scar from that cut on your eyebrow. I'm just going to apply a bit of ointment on it before I cover it up with a plaster. Now give me your arm. Why are your arms so freakishly long? Hold still. This might sting a bit. There we go. Just cleaning up that scrape on your elbow. I'm sorry about this makeshift nurse's office situation, but hey, it's better than nothing. Can you tell me if anything else hurts? Did they hit you anywhere else? Oh. Yeah, sorry, but I'm not touching you there. Do you want, like, an ice pack or something? Okay, let me have a look in there. Here, proper ice pack. We always used to use frozen peas. Yeah, my brother used to get beat up a lot. He's a bit of a douche, so, to be fair, he probably deserved it. But then, it got more serious when he started dealing drugs. Wasn't very good at keeping track of how much he owed people, so they'd come knocking on our door demanding we pay his debts. That's why I took up that job at the pretzel parlour, to get them off our back. Because I've got a little sister too, and I don't want her to get caught up in this. Do you feel dizzy at all? Any blurred vision? I want to make sure you're not concussed. Okay, let's wrap up that wrist. Try to move it a little. Any pain? Did you punch someone? Oh, you tried to, huh? Doesn't look like you know how to punch. Do I know how to punch? Please. Do I look like I have a Cinderella complex? Yes, I know how to punch. Also one of the things I had to learn how to do. Just to make sure we were safe, you know. But I never got in a proper fight. Just this one time. This bloke came over. He stunk of alcohol. Kept asking where my brother was, and he wouldn't leave even though I told him Sean was out. And we hadn't seen him for 2 days. Stupid Sean was hiding in his bedroom, of course. I took matters into my own hands, and I may have kicked the guy in the balls before punching him in the face. Yeah, it's pretty funny when I think about it now. But he was quite scary, you know. Big guy, muscles and a bald head, like Mr. Clean. I did what I had to do. So, are you going to tell me what happened? Surely they're not picking on you just because you're a nerd. You did what? What sort of deal? You said you'd write his essay. In exchange for what? Oh, come on, you can tell me. No judgment. Some pills? What kind of pills? To fight your anxiety. Why don't you just go see a doctor? Wait, scratch that. You'd have to be half dead for them to actually take you seriously, wouldn't you? Yeah, my mum went to see her GP once saying she was severely depressed, and guess what they told her? To get some fresh air more often, and maybe try swimming. But I mean, have you tried, like, a therapist? I know, expensive. Why are you anxious anyway? Well, school sucks anyway. No need to take it so seriously, Snowflake. We'll be out of here in no time. They make it sound like it's life-determining to get good marks on your exams, but the truth is, there's a guy out there in the world who made millions selling dirt. No, I'm serious. This guy started shipping Irish soil to Irish Americans so they could place it on their loved ones' funeral caskets as a way to reconnect them to their roots. It's called Official Irish Dirt. Look it up. Maybe we should come up with something like this. Like, bottle up a virgin's tears and sell it as a cure against cancer. Too dark? Sorry. Do you need anything else? Water? A magic kiss? Just kidding. Right. Just take it easy for a bit. And lay off on the pills, okay? They're meant to be crutches, not a lifeline. Let's get out of here. I'll walk you home. Wow. How does it feel to live in a mansion? Dude, I live in a van, so any building that has more than one room and a flushing toilet is a mansion to me. Anyway, what's your number? Well, just want to make sure you don't let yourself die in agony while I'm gone. What? They stole your phone? Ugh. I swear I'm gonna... Fine, I won't say anything. But what are you gonna do about it? Buy a new one? Rich kids, huh? Listen, you shouldn't let them get away with it. Otherwise they'll just do it again and again, and maybe even to other people. We need to stop them. We're gonna get your phone back. Ben is throwing a party on Friday. We can sneak in, go to his room and look for it. Hey, you're safe with me, okay? I won't let them hurt you again. So, you in? Good. I'll meet you here Friday, 11 p.m. Give you time to look normal again. See you then, Snowflake.